This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, a 24-hour broadcast benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
In honor of Lynn Bramer and a number of other friends of ours that we've lost, we decided to go after the cure.
Danny lost his brother Brad to brain cancer. Certainly, we miss Brad.
Hey, dear friend, it's Brad here.
Fred Council, man.
Can I tell a story about Brad?
Please, man, of course, please.
It's classic Brad.
I love all of you. Thank you for respecting the journey. Peace and love.
Last year, the SCORE audience helped us and the Chicago Cubs raise over $1 million to help strike out cancer.
Over 2,400 of you have made a donation. Thank you all so very much.
Join us for the next 24 hours as we try and top that number.
That is the power of the SCORE and the best sports radio station in the country.
We'll be joined by some of your favorite athletes and celebrities, along with many healthcare professionals and patients who'll share their stories of fighting this relentless disease.
Just a wonderful job by you, Danny, and the entire station. And obviously, being a lifelong Cubs fan, there's obviously a huge connection there.
With 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research.
I never knew about survivor's guilt, but it's things like this that we have to continue to fight for the people we've lost.
Your tax-deductible donation could qualify you for many great incentives, like autographed Chicago sports memorabilia, unique game day experiences, and more. To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
You know, the Chicago Cubs definitely show that it's extremely important to them, and it's obviously a great pleasure to work for an organization that cares so much about it.
I mean, a 24-hour radiothon, it's a beautiful thing. Pleased to be a part of it for sure.
Here are your hosts, Danny Parkins and Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score.
14 hours in, 10 to go. 100% to cancer research. We've had some truly amazing moments already. Diane Pathew from Channel 7, her first public comments about her husband, Nick, who passed away just over 2 months ago. Crane Kenny sharing the letter that was sent to the whole Cubs organization and revealing the plans for Saturday at Wrigley. The Cubs will be wearing Rhino's favorite blue uniforms. All the players wearing number 23 and no names on the back because Rhino played for the name on the front of the jersey, as he talked about in his historic Hall of Fame speech. Robbie Jr., the kid who has had hundreds of seizures since he got what was called the chemo bomb in 1999, kept him alive but really impacted the rest of his life. PCA is his favorite player. PCA recorded a message, gave him an autographed ball, and people were so moved by it, and the Cubs were so moved by it, they reached out, and he will now be throwing out the first pitch on Saturday at Cubs for a Cure, which is going to be amazing. Liam Hendricks donating $10,000 at the end of his call, so many people have called in. Nick Wright made a donation for $5,000 because for the number of yards Caleb Williams is going to throw for this year. So we've had some wild things. I'm sure I'm forgetting it. Your calls, your $23 donations for Rhino. We are at $447,000 raised at this point. It's truly amazing. We have our anonymous benefactors and those brothers that are putting up $23,000 for the overnight callers. We got people on the line who have been waiting a ton. Rami, you have been scheduled to be here for the overnight.
Sir.
You and I haven't worked together for a long time, but thank you so much for being here.
My
man.
Absolute honor, Danny. Thank you for doing this.
Listen, it is my pleasure for my brother Brad. And then, I mean, Jason Goff back on the score.
What? Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Hey, listen, this is an amazing thing that you are doing, and all the people who are helping you pull this off, and all the donations. I've been listening, Rami. Pleasure to meet you.
Absolutely, man. Big fan.
Yeah, man. This is outstanding. This is outstanding, and I'm really in a text with you earlier.
Yeah,
and you already know this, but your brother was proud of you and would be proud of you in these moments. And you know, we've all been touched, unfortunately, by this horrific disease. You know, 3 out of 4 grandparents that I had passed away from cancer, and you know, it's you know, with Rhino's passing here recently, and
yeah,
it's just it's an amazing thing that you're doing, brother, and I truly appreciate you. I know everybody, not only in this city, but people who can listen beyond this city, who are chiming in and you know, donating and giving their time, giving their attention to this. And shout out to the Cubs for helping put this thing together and pull this off.
Dude, they are amazing partners in this. Like the infrastructure that they provide with the website and the tickets and the incentives.
This ain't easy.
No. It's a huge undertaking.
It's
months in the making. Weekly calls. Like it is a huge undertaking.
Your mind has been on this. And if not just from last year, but I remember talking to you earlier on in what is this year or last year? When'd you leave?
I left basically 1 year ago.
1 year ago.
Yeah. So I remember talking to you, texting with you, and then calling you, and you, the first thing you mentioning is, hey, next year when this thing rolls around, I'm right back on it. And
yeah, I mean, listen, it was I've talked about it publicly. When I told the score that I was leaving for Fox, you know, and they said, you know, doors open for a return, and you know, not many people get to leave on good terms, as the last year has evidenced. Jason, this is
where
really
I turn my microphone off, guys.
I'm just sorry,
it's been real, man.
I'll
catch you guys later. Robbie, good to meet you, brother.
But it was cool. Like with Fox, I was like, hey, like, the Cubs wanted me to come back and do this, and the score wanted me to come back and do it, and so I said to Fox, I was like, hey, can I go back and do it? And they were like, what is it? I'm like, it's a 24-hour fundraiser in honor of my brother, and you know, it'll happen in, you know, July or August. And they were like, yeah, of course. Right. And so it's in my contract with Fox that I just can miss the TV shows.
And that says a lot about you, Danny. Well, you know what I mean? A lot of people would move on to bigger and better things and not necessarily forget where they come from, but just have their eyes on the prize and whatever is in front of them. For you to keep coming back and doing this and to make to stay up for 24 hours.
He's gonna do this thing where it's not about
I know.
Super humble.
Kind of.
Better get him on the text later. Like
It took a long time to build the credibility with the score. Like they didn't give me a radiothon my first year.
Sure.
No one wanted me here my first year.
That's not true. That's not true. Well, maybe I'm a nobody.
You were very nice.
Remember, I told you.
You were very nice. You were very nice. But no, like the audience wasn't thrilled. But the point is, like, it took time to build the equity up to do
Absolutely.
It. And then we did it with Austin Harvest and then this. And it's like, you did 7-8 years of equity. And then the Cubs, and they're like, we want you to continue it. I was going to be like, no.
Right.
Like, it 100% goes to cancer research. And then I do it in my honor of my brother. It's a pretty amazing thing. We will take calls.
Yeah.
We have incentives. I'll introduce this one right now, too. $2,000 if you want it, 4 premium tickets and a parking pass to Bears Browns next year. Could be the division clincher. Who knows? 773-388-8270.
Shadour's first start.
Yeah, Shadour's first start. Yeah. It's possible. 773-388-8270. $2,000 gets you in. We also have rooftop tickets at Wrigley for a $400 donation. We got 4 of those that we can do if you text CURE25 to 41444. But, Jay, say that again?
800, I think he's.
Oh, 800 for the Wrigley. Okay, well, fair enough. 800 for Wrigley. All good. $800 for the rooftop tickets. That makes more sense. Text CURE25 to 41444. But, Jay, my condolences, man.
Thank you.
Your mom just passed away.
Yes. Yeah, she did just pass away, and we had the funeral on Monday. But, you know, she prepared me for moments like this, and even though I seem and feel very underprepared, but you know, we got a lot of love around us, and you realize how many people are listening or how many people are in tune or in touch with your personal life. And also, like, this place has always been a part of my story and a part of my family, and a lot of people from this station and who have ties to the station met my mom, right? My first shift producing here at the Score, my mom called the station because Steve Rosenblum, at the time, I was wearing a Keyshawn Johnson jersey, a Jets jersey, and Steve Rosenblum called me Keyshawn on the air. My mother called and was like, "It's fine to be working there, but tell them that your name is Jason Goff."
Hell yeah.
And
that's amazing.
Yeah, and yeah, of course. But, you know, that's moms just being moms.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. I appreciate you.
No, of course, man. Crane Kenny opens the Radiothon today with this beautiful tribute to Rhino, and then just says an aside, and he's like, "And your mom still emails me." I'm like, "What is my mom?"
That's what moms do. That's what moms do. It don't matter. You're always the baby.
I mean, Mom, I know there was like a business thing one time, once upon a time, but like, we don't need to still be emailing the president of business for the Cubs as Danny's mom. It's just wild.
That's what Crane has her as her contact as too. Danny's mom.
100%.
For sure.
Shout out to Mama Parkins.
Yeah. All right. We have people that have been waiting over an hour here. So let's hear some cancer stories from the scoreheads out there. Josh in Norwood Park has called. Josh, thank you so much for holding. Please, who are you standing for? How has cancer impacted your life, Josh?
Hey guys. So I stand for my cousin who is 25 years old. Back in 2019, he died from colon cancer, and he never smoked, never drank, and lost the battle. So it sucks that a kid who has never done anything wrong was diagnosed with cancer. So I stand for people like that, for cancer in general. Cancer's no fun for anyone. Clearly, it sucks, to say the very least. But for my cousin, he was diagnosed in 2018, and like a year later, found out that he passed from it. So I stand for my cousin.
Yeah, man.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss.
Absolutely.
And it feels so random and unfair if you do everything right. And you get that. That's the bad luck of the draw, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. A lot of the time, it doesn't make sense.
Life is not fair, Josh. But thank you so much for the call and for sharing. One of my best friend's dads passed away from a rare form of blood cancer right around the time that my dad passed away from Alzheimer's. And it was the same type of thing. It was like, well, not that my dad's like hard living brought on Alzheimer's, but it was like my dad kind of lived hard.
Shout out to Pops.
This guy didn't. It was like 50-mile bike rides, glass of wine on New Year's type of thing. And it was like, how do you get diagnosed with like the rarest form of blood cancer that exists and you're gone in basically an instant? And it's just luck of the draw, man. Some people have the good genes and are super agers, and some people don't. It's tough.
It is. I a friend of my parents was the type who ate, you know, purely organic food, drank only filtered water, no alcohol. alcohol, didn't smoke, and
no fun,
and they were, yeah, exactly,
zero stories.
And they were diagnosed with cancer. They beat it, thankfully. But it, when you hear stuff like that, you go, what? It doesn't compute. It's not fair, and it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't discriminate, man. It doesn't discriminate.
It really doesn't.
And that's why this research, it matters. Because I was saying earlier, you look up what happened with prostate cancer 40 years ago, mm-hmm. and the mortality rate of prostate cancer. And then you look up and you Google what the survival rate of prostate cancer is today. It's 98%. And it's 98%.
That's amazing.
It is a wild thing that science has done for that one specific. But for a ton, for sure. Early detection, blood tests, biomarkers. There's all sorts of amazing things that the medical community has done. But it is truly like a testament to, like, we need to give scientists money to study this stuff.
Simple as that.
It is that. And we just crossed $450,000. How about that?
There it is.
How about that? They're still out there. We're over 1,500 individual donors too, which I think is so cool. Like, it's because, yes, the people who put up the five-figure stuff for the hour-for-hour sponsors, there's no question that that's the bedrock of, like, the exponential growth of this. But it's Scoreheads, man, coming together. And I think we got a shot at 2,300 individual donors once Morning Drive comes in here for Rhino. I think that would be in a really, really cool thing if we could say that 2,300 different people made these types of donations to get it there. It's already a really cool thing, but I think that's kind of a fun goal to shoot for.
You mentioned prostate cancer. That's what my grandfather on my dad's side passed away from, and I watched how that ravaged him. And this is a dude who was a carpenter. Like, he was a man who built with his hands,
yeah.
kind of dude, and he wasn't the clean liver. Stories you're bringing about, like my granddad, you know, he could throw him back a little bit, you know. That's why I go through his pockets as a kid and see what I can come up with.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, but hell, like, yeah, man, this like you mentioned, the mortality rate and what science and research have done over the last few decades is astounding. You know, it used to be a sure death sentence.
That's right.
And now you've got hope. You've got things that you could look forward to. And also, as men who are our age,
sure,
you know, it's time to make sure that you're heading to the doctor as much as you possibly can. I know it's not fun. It's never fun. But I know everybody out there who's got a spouse or a girlfriend who cares about you, or a boyfriend who cares about you, or a husband who cares about you is
got
telling
kids.
You got your kids, take your ass to the doctor.
Amen, right? Man.
You know, you could do the blood exam, you could do the digital exam,
yeah.
You know, whatever you want to do, you know, have a drink before you go in there, you know, whatever you got to do to get yourself prepared, but take care of yourself, because people need you here, and life is worth living.
It is precious. It absolutely is. Anne in Aurora has been holding for over an hour. Thank you so much, Anne, for calling Cubs for a Cure. We're at 450,000 raised, 100% to cancer research. Who are you standing for? How has cancer impacted your life?
I'm standing for my nephew, Jason, who you talked to earlier this evening, Jason Ryer. And
yeah.
I thank you for taking my call. He shared with you about how his grandma was a major influence of him becoming a Cubs fan. And that's my mom. She, back in 2014, my parents celebrated their 80th birthdays as well as their 60th wedding anniversary. And so my husband, in September of that year, decided, why don't we rent a Cub suite and celebrate those milestone occasions? So we did, and I'm so glad we did, because in 2015, on Valentine's Day, my husband was feeling ill. And so he said, I think we need to go to the emergency room. So I took him to the emergency room, and he was there for 5 days. They were doing tests, and all of a sudden they decided to do a bone marrow test, and he was diagnosed with APL, and we had to take him immediately to Rush Hospital in Chicago, which then he was there for over a month. I don't even know how long. It was over a month, and then he had the continued treatments that he had to have, but I'm thankful that he is a survivor, and thankfully he had helped me take care of my mom after she had her stroke in 2016 and her second stroke, and was able to see the Cubs win the World Series before she passed away in 2019. And like you said, like Jason had shared, I thank you for giving him the tickets, because on his birthday of this year, he was hoping that he'd be able to go to a Cubs game, and thanks to you, he can.
Yeah, you know, first of all, thank you for sharing. And yeah, when I heard Jason's story, his brother Joey reached out to me, and you know, just seemed like Jason just seemed like any guy, right? Works for the city, helps improve sports fields, married, 6-year-old daughter, and then he gets it was intestinal and liver cancer, if I remember correctly, just dealt an impossible diagnosis, and he's been really struggling, and so wanted to go to another Cubs game and didn't know how much time he had left. So that was our honor. So he's going to be going to the Catalina Club on the Cubs. It's handicap accessible, so he'll be able to get in, move around, awesome, and the whole thing. So yeah, we were honored to do that in honor of Jason. And that's another thing with the Cubs, just you know, coming through in a big way, because yeah, man, that's just not everyone can afford it, not everyone can go to it, be in those comfortable areas like that. So we were happy to do it,
man. And that's a meaningful thing to people, just to be at Wrigley Field, you know what I mean? And
guy was a Cubs fan since he was 6 years old. He said Rhino his favorite player, didn't know if he'd ever be able to get back to a game. Yeah. So you know, it's just you hear those little things and it's like, well, I can make that happen. You know, like it's just a cool thing to be able to leverage this for people.
Way to stun on them, though, Danny.
It's true.
Danny.
It's true,
when
Jason.
You can look into a mirror and said, I can make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's a baller move.
Hey, listen,
that's a baller move.
Get
right
out
there.
The way. Yeah. When a play is
you know I don't take it for granted what with great power.
Did you see Danny doing to Conor McGregor walk down the hallway of his house like, you know what? I'm sending someone to a Cubs game today.
With great power comes
Catalina
great
Club. Put him in the Catalina Club.
The dude's like, hey man, I just want to sit in the regular. No, Danny, no. You're going to be in the Catalina Club.
That's right. With great power comes great responsibility. I heard that Robbie was a PCA fan. PCA records an interview for him, gives him an autograph.
PCA,
you know what Danny said? I can make that happen.
Taking a much needed day off, PCA. We're going to have Shorty in center field playing your position. I'm Danny Parkins, damn it.
It's a pennant race. It's a pennant race.
Look at where it stops, though. Look at where the charity and the giving to the kids stop.
We got to catch the Brewers. Okay.
I'm certainly turning to Jordan with the F them kids
memes.
Yeah,
you know exactly. We got to catch the Brewers here. Let's not go crazy.
Yeah, we need PCA in the lineup.
Cubsforacure.com is how you donate. 773-388-8270. Let's see the Sky wanted to get involved. They've donated 4 lower level tickets to an upcoming Sky game and a signed basketball by the entire team. That's a $1,500 donation. So if you want to make a $1,500 donation for the Sky fan in your life, 773-388-8270 or text CURE25 to 41444. Jason Goff, Rami Makhlouf, more of your calls, more incentives. We're past $450,000 on pace to shatter last year's number. Cubs for a Cure on the Score and Marquee.
Thank you for being part of the Score's Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, where 100% of the proceeds go directly to the fight against cancer. In partnership with the Cubs, Stand Up to Cancer, and Brain Up. Keep listening for your chance to win great prizes, autographed memorabilia, and more. You have till 10 a.m. to donate to this important cause. Text CURE25 to 41444 or go to CubsForACure.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Katie Neal from US 99, and I stand up for my dad, Bob, who was diagnosed with and beat stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Love you, Dad.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
So many ways to donate, so many things to get if you donate, but also just $23 for Rhino, $5. Your kid's lemonade stand, you can donate the proceeds to it. You know, whatever you want to do. Take that money out of the piggy bank.
Of course.
And throw it to cancer research.
They can't count anyways. Well, yeah. They won't know what's missing.
You know, yeah. Timmy's got no business future.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? That's right.
Squash that dream now.
That's right. Jason Goff and Rami Makhlouf. All right. Running through the moments of the radiothon, $20,000 of this is going to Bobby Jenks' widow to help cover end-of-life expenses. I don't know if you heard this part of the radiothon earlier, Jay. I've been trying to talk to Bobby for 8 or 9 weeks, but he's in Portugal. Mm-hmm. I found out that, like, you know, you have to have WhatsApp to contact him.
Shout out to WhatsApp.
Yeah, I had to download it.
That's how I get in touch with all my foreign family.
Yeah, so I had to download it. Like, it was like a whole big thing. And
I had to download it. It's a whole big thing. PCA sat down in center field, but downloading WhatsApp is an issue.
I had the guy's number, and I'm like, I can't get Bobby Jenks to get back. And it's like, oh, he's on WhatsApp now. It makes sense. He's not answering text messages. He's in Portugal. But anyway, so we talk finally, and he was in great spirits. He was active. He agreed to come on the radiothon. This was July 1st or 2nd. And we talked for like 27 minutes, and then he's dead 2 days later. Yeah. And so Toby Hall, who was, you know, his battery mate on the 08 White Sox, part of that blackout game, he replaced him as the manager on the Windy City Thunderbolts. He left to go be with Jenks' family at the 05 reunion. I'm like, Bobby, I had agreed with Bobby for him to come on. He hadn't talked publicly in a long time. And I was gonna, we were gonna give him $20,000 because he's been struggling with the finances. That's been very public as part of his thing. He was doing autographs and things like that.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to honor it. He connected me with his widow, and we're messaging about grief and about my brother. And she's, you know, days removed from Bobby passing away. She said I ended up being the last phone call that he had. And
it
was crazy. And so we worked it out, and we're going to honor it, and we're going to help cover the end of life care for Bobby Jenks. So it's like another, and the White Sox fans came out huge in that 2 o'clock hour when we were talking about it. And so this thing is cool, man. Like, White Sox fans have been donating. Like, the 108 people came in and they raised $2,300 for Rhino, White Sox fans.
Amen.
And then our Cubs anonymous benefactor doubled that donation in thanks for White Sox fans coming through. So he made a $4,500 donation on top of it. So it's just
it's good energy.
It's a snowball effect. It's good energy, right? The Sky, the Bulls, the Bears, the Hawks, like all these people coming together for it. It's pretty amazing. Pat in Donner's Grove has called. He's waited patiently. And thank you so much for joining Cubs for a Cure, Pat. You're on with Jason Goff, Rami Makhlouf, Danny Parkins here. Who are you standing for? How has cancer impacted your life? Pat, are you still with us, man? I know you've been holding for a while. Are you there? All right. Sounds like Pat isn't there. Yeah, let's go to Scott in Princeton, Illinois. Scott, you're on Cubs for a Cure. How's it going? Who are you standing for?
Well, Danny, I'm standing for my mom. She had, in 1981, she had diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and she's still with us here in 2025 at 94 years old. But I'm also calling because I am a GBM a patient, a cancer person.
Oh, wow.
I was diagnosed in June of 2023, so I'm 787 days out from my diagnosis. So I've long outlived my prognosis, so it's pretty cool. So I went through the surgery, the standard of care with the TMZ and the radiation.
Yeah, the Stu
Something
protocol.
You said
sure.
earlier about when you were talking about your brother. I'm in a support group that Northwestern runs, brain tumor support group, and we talk a lot about, because you can't really be a GBM survivor because there aren't any. So what do we call ourselves? So we started calling ourselves survivalists. That's what we do every day. We get up and we just attack what the next thing is. And we kind of have adopted the buffalo as our mascot, because buffaloes, when they approach a storm, unlike the cattle that run away from it, they turn into the storm and run through it to lessen the time they're in there. So that's kind of what you have to do as a GBM person. It's just, what's the next thing I got to do today? And you just pick that up and you go. One of the other things I wanted to call about is I did have a recurrence of my tumor just a couple months ago. So Dr. Stoop is my doctor, too. So
that was Brad's doctor. Yeah, you're it's the Stoop protocol. He is a world-renowned neuro-oncologist. Yeah.
He calls himself a humble cancer doctor. He's pretty cool.
He is unbelievably humble for how accomplished and how smart he is. Yes, he's a brilliant, brilliant man.
Yeah. But so as part of the thing, they're thinking, what are you going to do next for what I had? They have me in a clinical trial that's called the Frontier Trial, but it's really interesting. It's a procedure that they've developed to work with liver cancer, because your liver moves around, so they can't always use the same machines because you can't aim very well at it. But what this has done is they irradiate small glass spheres. They call them therospheres in some nuclear plant in Canada, and they ship them in a protective container to Chicago. And a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, through an angiogram process that goes through my legs, they sent them up through my bloodstream and let them go right into the tumor where it is. So they go inside and they irradiate my tumor from the inside out. And it's been such an amazing thing. So I'm patient 14 of anybody that's done this. But it's such a cool thing that's going to have, I think. I mean, because when they talk about whether something's going to be tolerable, and now they say things that are reasonably well tolerable, which I always said was like they're going to try to kill you with poison and then stop before they do. But this has been such an amazing thing in the sense that, you know, I'm one of the things I was doing this summer is going to all the minor league Cubs things to get a pennant. So I was at the South Bend one a couple weeks ago, and my friend asked me, "How's your therapy going?" I'm saying, "Tim, it's going inside my head right now as we're walking down the sidewalk." So you're not tied up to any machines. You're not having to go to anything. So this, I think, is going to be a real game changer for what's going on. So,
well, first of all, thank you for sharing. Second of all, thank you for thank you for participating in clinical trials and exploratory research, because that. So, like, what you're talking about is like what we do at Brain Up, and it's what we fund, and it is like the only chance that glioblastoma patients have of extending life. I mean, because we're not close to the cure, but just extending life, quality of life, anything like that. There's not that many patients, and so we need the patients to be willing to try stuff. Because we got to figure out how the hell to get the medicine to the tumor, to treat the specific tumors. It's a brutal one. So you are brave for not only sharing, but for doing something that is unproven and exploratory in hopes that it leads to a breakthrough in the science. So thank you, Scott.
No, you're welcome, man. I'm happy to do it. And it's funny because they're always worried about, like, is it going to hurt him or give him a stroke or something? And it's like, you know, I'm already well past my prognosis, so I might as well do what I can to help other things too. And it's like, it's been so well. It'd be like, I think, you know, if I got another tumor, we don't really know what it is, how it's doing yet, because the first, I've had one MRI, I'll have another one in a couple of weeks. The first one's always a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
I remember that from your brother. So,
yeah.
But it's pretty exciting. And I hope if it works as well as it feels for me, it's going to be a great thing. So,
well, Pat, stay in touch, man. My DMs are open on social media. If you want to Scott. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong Scott. I apologize. If you want to get in touch, I can send you my email. We'd love to stay in touch. We'd love to have you at the Brain Up 5K coming up in September. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it or if you can get down to the lakefront on September 21st, but we'd love to meet you in person if you're interested.
Sure.
All right, well, put him on hold, and you can give him my my email address, and we can be in touch.
Outstanding.
After this. Yeah, man, that's exactly what my brother had, glioblastoma, treated at Northwestern. And, yeah, man, it is a – he sounds strong, and it's a brutal, brutal, brutal diagnosis.
And these new trials and remedies that they're coming – that's exactly what we're here raising money for today. So if you need to put, like, a name and a person on it – There's a guy right there.
Who's Scott in Princeton, Illinois.
He's benefiting from these types of charity drives.
Yeah, I mean, so my brother, right, so like the average lifespan is, 18, 19 months. He made it 34 months and 5 days. And, he wore this thing called Optune, which basically, unless he was showering, it was on him. He would sleep with it, head was shaved, lost his hair from the chemo and the radiation and all that. But it was basically permanent electrodes targeted to where his tumors were, and it was uncomfortable, and it impacted his sleep and his appearance, and it was tough to get on an airplane, go to Bucks games with his son, like all sorts
live
of
life.
Live life, right? Yeah, but yeah, he was doing it to extend life, right, so that he could see his daughter Katie go off to college, and he could see Jack get his driver's license, and he could go see Giannis drop 50 and clinch a Bucks title with his son and meet my second son who was named after him and all of those things, right? And at the Brain Up 5K, I remember Brad had been wearing Optune for a while, and there was a patient who had just started it and was like really struggling. And to see these two patients and like Brad give this other patient like tips on this like exploratory thing, it was beautiful. And it was just like an unbelievable moment to see these two patients, like, because even though we were living it with them, like, we don't know what it's like to wear that thing, right? And like how it would burn his head and the headaches and the whole thing. Mm. And so just the courage that it takes to be okay with it. And that call just really resonated, because Brad used to talk to his doctor and he'd be like, treat me like a lab rat. Hmm. Like throw more stuff at me. And they were like, it's not how it works. We have medical licenses to protect, and we have to have control groups, and we have to, it's like these things that take a while. But he just wanted to.
Also going at it knowing that it will affect someone's life other than yours.
Right.
Yes.
How much research is being done, and how, like you said, treat me like a lab. It's a special community of people who are not only thinking of themselves, but also thinking of those who unfortunately will succumb to these prognosis and these diagnoses as well. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's
a great call.
Yeah, thank you, Scott, for making that call. We have Pat back. Okay, Pat, thank you for holding. We appreciate you calling in for Cubs for a Cure. Who are you standing for?
Thanks, Danny. Actually, for three people. Lost my dad, Mike Kenny, when I was 14 with stomach cancer. He got sick the day after Christmas and passed away the 1st of January. And my stepdad, I lost to optical cancer that went into brain cancer. And then finally, my wife of 35 years, I lost her 10 years ago, Eileen, to glioblastoma. So I've been down the road. I cannot tell you how much I applaud your courage of what you're doing. I really believe there's a plan. I don't always understand the plan. A lot of times I don't like the plan. But Brad was your angel. He finished his mission, and there was no coincidences, because I don't believe in those either. You were supposed to be his brother because you would keep on his mission, which is what you're doing, and you should be very, very proud of that. I donated earlier in the day. I actually was on a bike ride and got off and did it because it was during the hour that I don't remember the foundation, but they were tripling the donation, which blew me away. And I thought, okay, I've done my deed for the day. And I was getting ready to go to bed, and I listened to a young man call who said he had lost his dad a couple of months earlier, and he was really struggling to, how do I go on? I can't feel him. I don't know how to make that transition. And I couldn't go to bed. I'm like, I got a call, because it's one of the things you learn to go through. And it was a piece of advice that somebody gave me that I thought was really powerful, was people will tell you that you need to move on and you'll resist it. Which I certainly did after my wife passed. She passed away before our middle son's wedding. And, I was like, no, there's no moving on. I'm where I'm at is where I'm at. And then I saw a YouTube of a young lady who had lost her husband suddenly in his late 20s and miscarried. She was pregnant and lost her mom 6 months after that. And she did this powerful presentation that talked about, you know, finally when I figured out I'm not moving on, I'm moving forward, it allowed me to remarry and have a happy life, because I brought my mom and the child I lost and my husband with me to this new relationship. They're with me. As long as you move forward, they can always come with you. Moving on means something about that you left them behind. And that kind of gave me permission to go, I have to move forward with my life. I can't leave it where it is. My wife, big Cubs fan, my wife and my son, we lost a son to suicide at 20. Both huge Cubs fans. And so my wife diagnosed in January of 2016, no symptoms until Christmas, had trouble writing some Christmas cards, went to the neurologist, said, well, I think it's the anxiety, you know, the holidays remind you of your loss of your son, but we'll do a scan the following week. I do some instruction. I'm a retired firefighter, and we were out of town, and we're in a hotel, and it was time to grab something to eat. And I said, you know, let's just stay in the hotel room and get a pizza. Let me tell you the number. And I heard her start to cry, and I turned around, and she said, I can't write the number. So brought her home right away, and they did a scan. And the next morning, the emergency room called me. I knew the nurse really well from being on the fire department. She said, Pat, you need to get her in right away. They found 9 masses on her brain. Mm. And I remember sitting on my son's bed and going, how do I walk in there and tell her this? And I went in tears, and she said, it's okay, Pat. They didn't believe me. She said, but I do have something wrong. So they did the biopsy and said it was glioblastoma, and said that, you know, that we can just try to buy her time. I was so powerfully impacted by listening to the improvement on research about glioblastoma, specifically when they were talking earlier today about the ability to get medications to penetrate the brain and that blood barrier to get to certain tumors and then match what is the chemo you're giving to allow quality of life to go on. They said she would have a quality of life, and she didn't. She just continuously got worse as the time went on. So and this is the other one I think is important for people when you've lost somebody. And I don't know how you do this if you don't have this feeling inside. if you don't really believe they're somewhere safe and they're somewhere healthy and they're always looking over you, I'm not sure how you take another breath. And I'm not preaching religion or names of a religion or whatever, but that belief that there's a higher power. My wife, throughout her whole illness, said, well, I'm going to make it to the wedding. I'm going to make it to the wedding. We had a wonderful, incredible radiologist named Dr. Patrick Sweeney, who's at Amita Health Cancer Center, and who was like, he's still a part of the family. He's like, we're going to get her there. We're going to get her there. I don't know how much time she'll have after that, but we're going to get her there. So we're 13 days before the wedding. She's completely paralyzed on the left side. She has to have help to get in and out of bed, but she's determined. And that typical Irish Catholic girl that I married that I had watched was like, I'm going. This is going to go. The day after my son and my daughter-in-law came to see her on Halloween, the day after on November 1st, I went out for a run. And I came back, and her girlfriend, who was staying with her, who was actually my son's godmother, said, there's been a change. And I said, why didn't you call me? She said, no, she's okay, but you need to go in there. So I went in, and I said, what's going on? She said, well, I'm not going to make the wedding. I go, do you feel that bad? Did something change? We just told the kids last night. And she said, no. She goes, I'm going to make my transition. It's okay. And I said, well, what changed? Our son's name was Sean. She said, I saw Sean. I go, where did you see Sean? She said, at the foot of the bed. Now, she had 9 tumors in her brain. And glioblastoma can do some horrific things to your personality, to your cognitive skills, to everything. It did nothing on those ranges to her. It took away physical abilities, but she was sharp as a tack. And I looked at her and I said, how did he look? And she said, Patty looked healthy and so happy. And I said, did he talk to you? And she said, he did. And I said, well, what did he say? He said, Mom, I'm coming to get you. So we watched Game 7 of the World Series together. She got through like half the game and then was just too tired and put her to bed. I turned it off, went to bed. And I remember hearing fireworks going off at some point and thinking, well, they must have won. I've never watched the end of Game 7. I can't do it. She went into a coma the day of the parade. Before she went into coma, she said, I want you to promise me. She said, I want you to write a book. And I'm like, hon, I go, we only figured out that you had this problem because you couldn't write. I go, what am I going to write a book about? She said, I want you to write the book about our son's journey, and I want you to write a book about there really is this belief you got to hang on to because life is really hard. And if you give that up, you're never going to make it. So I did. It, 2 years later, I did and finished it for her. And what I got out of it was that, really, it's that whole feeling of like you have to try to be as resilient as you can. We all have a purpose. You live the purpose the best you can, to honor those people who have suffered and have passed on to, I believe, to someplace much better where they're healthy. You try to find a part of their mission, and it keeps them alive. Exactly what you're doing for your brother. It keeps them alive. He's in the room with you. He's going to be there for all 24 hours with you. He's there with you wherever you go, but you'll feel him, especially today, because you put some meaning to the suffering that he went through. And for those who are out there who are going through all of this, I really encourage you, try and find some meaning, some positive meaning in it. And it's really, really hard. And I still to this day don't do it very well. Sometimes when I look at my 3 grandkids and wish I could see my wife's face looking at them, and I believe she sees them every day. But I keep pushing. It's like, this is what I got to do until my mission is over. And I learned a lot from Rhino in terms of listening over this last week of players he called, calling, you know, like calling Sutcliffe and calling Dawson and calling Dunston to tell them that he loved them. Crane Kenny's thing this morning, when it started, I had to pull over. I was in such tears about, you know, Rhino saying, let me stand up because I want to hug you before you go. Tell you I love you. So if we don't learn anything from this kind of illness, then we really have not valued the people who went down that suffering trail. We have to take something that they've handed off to us, and it's really, really important. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing. It is definitely making a difference. And if we don't continue to push the research, I lost a brother-in-law to ALS and it's the same thing. It's like, well, these are very rare diseases. So sometimes if they ask backwards to me, we don't fund them because they're very rare. Well, then what are you just writing off that population? No, we need to keep pushing so that that population has a fighting chance to continue to live until we can figure out how to save these things. So I talked to Spiegs. I enjoyed the two of you together, Danny, so much. I missed that part of it. And I had sent the book to him right when you were leaving to go to New York. He might not have got it or not. I can stay on the line if you're interested in having that information. And I would be thrilled next year when you do the telethon to tell the story I just told you, because people need to know there are angels on the other side that collect your loved ones, and then they look out over you until you get a chance to go back to see them.
Pat, I mean, that was an incredible story, and what you've been incredibly told, and what you've dealt with in your life is enough for 10 lifetimes. And so, yes, please give our producers the information, and I'd be honored for you to send me the book. And thank you. Thank you for honoring them and telling that story, Pat. Thank you. That was incredible.
No, my pleasure, and I hope to see you at the walk. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, thank you very much.
Tremendous amount of strength in that, man.
That was unbelievable. Pat in Downers Grove. I mean, the kid with the suicide really just put that one over the top. What he was referencing, for anyone who wasn't listening to our 1 o'clock hour, was the Sharon Mosseri Brain Cancer Research Fund. Again, we are very lucky in Chicago to have some of the best medical care in the world, and especially in the brain cancer world is what I can speak more to. But they have figured out a way to open the blood-brain barrier, and not to get too scientific because we should react to the emotion of that, but just in case anyone was confused with what he was talking about, your brain has a barrier around it that is designed to keep bad stuff out of your brain. But in order to get chemo and medicine, which is bad stuff, like, right, it's chemo kind of is,
yeah,
it makes people feel terrible, into the brain, they have to figure out how to open it. But then not every part of your brain is accessible, because you can, there's a brain stem and there's a midbrain and there's all different parts, right? These people at Northwestern, Dr. Stoop and Dr. Sonaband, who are world-renowned neuro-oncologists, have figured out a way to open up the blood-brain barrier with basically like kind of inserting a catheter, for lack of a better term, and they can deliver medicine to specific parts of the brain, and that had never been able to be done before. And it's like considered one of the true potential breakthroughs in brain therapy, and not just for glioblastomas, but like why the other part of studying this stuff matters is like all of your brain stuff we are not doing great with. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you know what I mean? Dementia, brain tumors, brain glioblastoma, all of it. But like, so like the ability to get medicine to the brain is a huge thing. So that was the biggest match we've ever had during the 1 o'clock hour. They put up $25,000 and we crushed that match. So pretty amazing stuff. But yeah, man, people are resilient too. There's I remember, and I'm sorry for rambling. I remember, Owen was born. He was born prematurely, right? Jay, and you and I have bonded over this, having a NICU baby. My dad, his Alzheimer's was starting to get bad and ugly. And then COVID hit. Owen was born in January of 2020. Mm. So this is, right? So this is that time in my life.
Yeah.
And I remember getting into an argument with Steph over something stupid. When I apologized, I was like, not as an excuse, but I was just like, I felt like I was at...
You're overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed, right? Yeah. I felt like my glass...
at your limit.
My glass was overwhelmed, and it was short. I just felt like I was totally overwhelmed by like everything in my life.
Rightfully so.
2 days later, got the call that Brad had a brain tumor. And it was like... Ugh. And then it's like, I was already at... overflow level, and then you get dealt now the worst part of all of the you know what I mean, and then you're like, oh my god, and then you got to deal with that, and it's like you learn what you think you're at your max, and then you get something else and you're like, oh my god, like you can deal with more than you give yourself credit for.
100% you find out, you know, and if you have the ability to live a longer life, that you've lived through your worst days.
yeah.
until you haven't. The overwhelm and the nature of life, and like you mentioned, stupid arguments that don't mean anything, but
yeah.
the straw that breaks the camel's back. Like, there's a lot. That's why, you know, especially as men, and, you know, for years we've been talking to men 25 to 54 on this station, right?
Right.
Having that emotional incarceration of, like, not knowing how to name things and talk about things, and not knowing how to deal with that anxiety, not knowing how to deal with overwhelm, not knowing how to deal with if I go down, it all falls down, and that making it heavier on your shoulders. That's another part of this as well. The people who are surrounding these survivors, the people who are going through this with these patients and with these people who aren't just numbers and aren't just case files and aren't just studies and research and lab rats. These are people.
Yeah, man.
To hold people close. Like, that's what I take from all of this, is to hold everyone as closely as you possibly can, be as kind as you possibly can, and do as much as you can for each other while we still got each other.
All right, we got open lines. You will not be waiting an hour at this point. 312-644-6767. Keep some momentum going here. Who are you standing for? How has cancer impacted you? Those were two tough calls to follow, I will admit that. But we got donation incentives. We got matches coming up. We got amazing things coming up in Morning Drive when Hawk comes in. Brad's wife, his widow Jen, will be joining us at 5 a.m. And then it all picks up again after that. But Rami Makhlouf, Jason Goff here in studio. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.